Today's shiur is Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Aleph. We will begin on Daf Chaf on the base, four lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Zeika, Amar Rav Nachman. Kol Sveika V'Kamei Shadinen. As we know, we discussed this at length when we learned Masechet Beya. We in Chutz Laretz keep 2 days Yontif. And the question is, which are the 2 days that we keep? So, for example, Pesach Sukkos. Pesach is 15 days in Nisan. Sukkos is 15 days in Tishrei. We in Chutz Laretz, because of Sveika D'Yoyma, keep 2 days. Says the Gemara, L'Kamesh D'Dinin. We keep the 15th and the 16th. L'Memra, the Chamesa V'Shitzer Avdinin. We keep 15 days in Nisan and Tishrei and 16 days in Nisan and Tishrei. Abesa, but 14, a day back, Loy Avdinin. Even we who keep 2 days Yontif don't keep 14 days in Nisan or 14 days in Tishrei as Yontif. Ask the Gemara, why not? V'levet nami abesa. Perhaps we should taka keep this day also the Sveika D'Yoyma. So now we'll have 3 day Yontif. Dilma with the concern of Dilma Chesrula Av v'Chesrula Elo. Perhaps Av they thought was a full month and actually was a 29 day month. Elo was a 29 day month. And because of that, Rosh Hashanah was earlier than they thought because the messengers didn't arrive to these areas and they should keep 14 also, and the same would be by Nissan. Says the Gemara, Trei Yachi Chasiri Kala Islahu. So the way Rashi explains is generally the months follow a pattern. Molei Chaser, 29-30 days. If we would have such a situation that both Av and Elul, or Shvat and Adar, were Chaser, and then also Tevis is normally Chaser. Well, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. This year it wasn't, actually. And sometimes Tammuz is Chaser. We're going to have so many months that are Chaser one after the other, that are only 29-day months, that everybody would have heard of. And therefore, even if it happened, first of all, it's not likely to happen. And second of all, even if it does happen, even these far-flung areas where the Shluchim don't arrive will have certainly heard about this extraordinary event. And therefore, we don't have to be concerned, and we could safely assume that that didn't happen, and we therefore don't have to keep the 14th of Nisan or the 14th day of Tishrei as a Yontif. Continues the Gemara. Levi ikla l'bavel b'chatzah b'tishrei. Levi arrived in Bavel 11 days in Tishrei. And Yom Kippur, as the Paiskim all say, even though we, Chutz Laretz, keep Sveika d'Yoyma, Yom Kippur we only keep 1 day. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because we really do know the Jewish calendar that we're following is the correct calendar. It's Minig Avaseinu B'Yodeinu. We're following the Minig, Chazanish explains this, we're doing this just because this is the Minig that we follow in Chutz Laretz. So when there is an issue of keeping 2 days Yom Kippur, which is an issue of Sekonis Nefashis, that we shouldn't eat for 48 hours, there we follow that only 1 day is Yom Kippur. But that is because we're assuming that the calendar is correct. Says the Gemara, Levi arrived in Bavel on what, according to our calendar, was 11 days in Tishrei, the day after Yom Kippur, and everybody was eating. Omer, and he made the following comment, Basam tafshila de Bavloi b'yoyim rabba de marava. I hope the food you're eating on Yom Kippur, the day that's being held of Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael, Yom Kippur is called the Yoyim Rabba, it's a great day, because people consider it a very serious day. People don't work on that day. People don't eat on that day. They spend all day in shul. I hope the food is tasty to you. Amrlei, acid. So they said, if we made a mistake, and you could bear testimony that today is indeed Yom Kippur and not yesterday, so say so, and we'll start acting as Yom Kippur. And Daruch Lener makes a very interesting observation here. Halach l'maisa observation. He says, they obviously were eating that day under the misimpression that it was not Yom Kippur, it was the day after Yom Kippur. Now they're saying to Levi, if you tell us that it's Yom Kippur, we'll stop eating. So here we see, let's say somebody, for whatever reason, forgot himself, and he ate Yom Kippur in the morning. And now he realizes it's Yom Kippur. Do we say, too late, you already ate, so it's not a Yom Inui, it's not a day that you'll be fasting, or whatever is left, you should fast. Here we see clearly, says the Aruch Lener, that you should fast for the rest of the day. He only discusses if someone will continue eating under those circumstances, is he over the Raisa or the Rabbanan? So they said, if you tell us that it's Yom Kippur, we'll act as if it's Yom Kippur. Amle lo shemati mipi Bezdin mekudesh. I never heard Bezdin say that today was Yom Kippur, so I can't bear testimony. So Tysus explains the Gemara in the following way. He raises a few issues. The first issue is, if according to Levi today was Yom Kippur, how did he come? It's Yom Kippur, how did he come? So Tysus says two terutzim. One terutz says that the area from where he was coming to where they were was within the tchum. So there was no issue of tchum. Or Tysus says perhaps he came the day before, which according to him wasn't Yom Kippur, so he could travel. So Tysus asks, he is saying that today is Yom Kippur. So what's this back and forth that he's telling that they're telling him, if you bear testimony, we'll accept it. If not, we don't have to accept it. If it's Yom Kippur, it's Yom Kippur. So Tysus explains two points. He says the Levi never heard them officially make Elul a day later, and therefore Yom Kippur should be Tishrei a day later, and therefore Yom Kippur should be a day later. He knew for sure that they had done it, because he knew that the day 30 of Elul, they had not declared as Rosh Hashanah, so day 31 must be Rosh Hashanah, because there is no Jewish month that's more than 30 days, but he wasn't there when they announced it. So since when he wasn't there when they announced it, he couldn't bear testimony, and therefore they didn't have to follow what he said. Ask Tysus, what's the difference if he heard them say it or he didn't hear him say it? He knew for a fact that Rosh Hashanah was a day later, and therefore Yom Kippur's a day later. So the fact that he heard Bezdin say it, and not, who he fooling? So Tysus says, there's a Gemara that says, Eilam Adam shetikra oisam b'may Adam, atikri oisam ala atem, atem afilu shagigim, atem afilu mezidim, atem afilu matan. That even if Bezdin makes an error in declaring when Rosh Chodesh is, we follow their error. So here, since they, even though they made a mistake, they're okay. So Rishonim ask on Tysus, that is said to a Bezdin. If Bezdin made a mistake in what they declared as Rosh Chodesh, the halacha is we have to follow their psak. If Bezdin made a year into a leap year, even though they made a mistake, we have to follow their psak. But here it's they made a mistake, it's not Bezdin. So what's Tysus saying? That we follow, that even a mistake, that's what we follow. So some want to explain, we spoke about this in the previous year, that the Bezdin in Chutz Loretz is not dependent on the Bezdin in Etz Yisrael. And therefore, the Bezdin in Chutz Loretz made a mistake, we follow their mistake. Very difficult teretz, because then we're going to end up having two Jewish calendars. A Chutz Loretz calendar and a Etz Yisrael calendar. It's nothing more you could do for disunity amongst Jewish people. So that's why other Rishonim explained the Gemara differently. They have basically two approaches. One was that Levi never really knew for sure that they had made Rosh Hashanah a day later, and therefore Yom Kippur should be a day later. When he left a while before they made that decision. He saw that everything was pointing in that direction. But since he didn't hear it for sure, and it was only something that he thought, that's why they didn't have to follow what he thought. But if he knew it for sure, they would have to follow what he said.
So where was he for Rosh Hashanah?
He was Rosh Hashanah not in Eretz Yisrael, or not in the city. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw from the Turi Evin is that here they have a chazakah. The Gemara said it many times in this Masechta, Masechta Beya, that generally Elul is 29 days. We have a chazakah. So if we have Edus, full-fledged testimony, which we know, apishnei edim yakum davu, we need two witnesses. So then the witnesses are stronger than the chazakah. Here, given the Levi was a single individual, doesn't have the rule of a Edus, so he can't break a chazakah, and they could follow their chazakah that they knew all the years. Continues the Gemara. Makros Rabbi Yochanan, kol heicha d'matish shluchi nisan, v'loim matish shluchi tishrei. Wherever the messengers arrive in Tish and Nisan, but they don't arrive in Tishrei, le'ev the Trei Yoimer. They should keep 2 days. As we've been learning, back to the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches, the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches taught us that they sent messengers to tell them when was Rosh Hashanah, when was Rosh Chodesh, in Tishrei and in Nisan. Says the Gemara that in Nisan, these messengers have a lot more days to travel than they do in Tishrei. In Tishrei, we have a number of Yom Tovim between the beginning of the month and Sukkot. We have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, we could have some Shabbosos, we could have Yom Kippur. In Nisan, we only have a problem with Shabbosos. There are no Yom Tovim between Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov. So given that the messengers have more days to travel, they could arrive to a further distance in Nisan, they can in Tishrei. Tells us Rabbi Yochanan that the people who live in the places where Shluchim can arrive in Nisan, but can't arrive that far in Tishrei, should still keep 2 days Yom Tovim. Why? Because we don't want to have a situation that Sukkot they keep 2 days, and Pesach they keep only 1 day. Wherever the shluchim can arrive in Nisan, but they can't arrive in Tishrei, they still should keep 2 days Pesach. Gzeira, Nisan, after Tishrei. We're concerned that if they're going to keep 2 days, 1 day Pesach, they'll also keep 1 day Sukkot, which is improper. Says the Gemara of Aiva ben Nagri, Rav Chiya bar Abba, Iklal hu Asra. They arrived to this place. They have a Mata Shluch Nisan. It was a place where the Shluch Nisan arrived. V'loi Mata Shluch Tishrei, but the Shluch Tishrei cannot arrive to this distance. V'av dechad yoyma. And in Nisan, they kept 1 day, because they got the news from the messengers. V'loi Amal v'loi Midi. And they didn't protest. Shom Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan heard what happened. V'ikbid. He was upset at them for not saying anything. Amalahu, he said to them, Lav Amalahu, didn't I tell you, Heicha de Mata Shluchim Nisan, V'lai Mata Shluchim Tishrei, where the Shluchim arrive in Nisan, but don't arrive in Tishrei, still, L'evdi Trei Yoimah, they should keep 2 days, Gzeir Nisan, not the Tishrei. So the Torah Evan makes a number of observations in this Gemara. One observation, he says, is Rabbi Yochanan could have made a very simple Gzeira. He should have said that the Shluchim in Nisan should not travel further than where the Shluchim travel in Tishrei. What happened here? They traveled further, so the people knew what really was Rosh Chodesh, and then he tells them, even though you know the truth, keep 2 days. He should have told the Shluchim, don't go further than you can in Tishrei, and then we wouldn't have any question. So the Torah Evan answers that Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to do that, because he wanted them really to know what was the truth. Because let's say there'll be a situation of Sakonis Nefoshes on the second day of Pesach, which they're only keeping because of the Gzeira. So since they're only keeping it because of the Gzeira, if there'll be a situation of Pekuch Nefesh, not Pekuch Nefesh we're always allowed to do, but let's say there'll be a Chayla, which is not Pekuch Nefesh, then it will be more lenient in letting a Jew take care of him. Or if there'll be somebody to bury, again, we can be more lenient. So he wanted them to know the truth, but wanted them to keep 2 days Yontif. Tori Evan makes another observation. He says, in Tishrei itself, there are not always the same amount of days to travel. Sometimes there are more days to travel, sometimes there are less days to travel, depending what days of the week are Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. If Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are on Shabbos, so then you don't have to worry about the Shabbosos. Sometimes there's a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, sometimes there isn't. So, says the Torah Evan, even for that, when we talk about Tishrei, keeping 2 days, we always look at the year that has the least amount of days you could travel, which is 10. You always have at least 10 days. So even though this year maybe you had 12 days to travel, still that place you keep 2 days Yontif, not to make an error from 1 year to the next. But then, the Avni Nezer and the Torah Evan ask another question. If we're concerned that there shouldn't be a mistake, so the Shluchim can never arrive for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the month. So why, if there's a concern that we don't want to have any inconsistencies and any mistakes, she would say they have to always keep 2 days Yontif because of Rosh Hashanah. So both the Avni Nezer and Torah Evan explained that Rosh Hashanah is different than all other Yom Tovim. What's the proof? Because even in Yerushalayim, as we learned the Gemara Masechet Beya, where we have the Beis Din and do know exactly what happened, the Gemara taught us that sometimes they kept 2 days Rosh Hashanah if the Edom came too late during the first day. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah is different than all other Yom Tovim, and we don't include Rosh Hashanah in this Gezeirah.
If Rosh Hashanah, they could have kept only 1 day, depending on the Shluchim came, so you can say the same thing for Nisan and Tishrei.
But the Shluchim can never get anywhere Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the month.
Saying that people get confused in subsequent years, 1 day, 2 day. They had the same problem with Yerushalayim for Rosh Hashanah. Why wouldn't you say...
So that's why they kept. The Gemara says they always kept 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Right. Now, besides Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Rava have a Rogel, they have a Yasri, Tvenes, Tre, Yoyma. Rava always sat Yom Kippur 2 days. Zivnachad, Eshtaka Kavase. And one time it turned out that he was right for this Chumrah, but as we said earlier, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chasam Sofer says it, all the Paiskim say, nobody should follow this Chumrah, you should keep 1 day Yom Kippur. Halavai, we do that 1 day right. Rav Nachman Yosef Tamiyasek Kula Yom Tikapuri. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman kept the whole day Yom Kippur. Lu'urta Osahu Gavra. At night, a man arrived. He tells him, you made a mistake. Today wasn't Yom Kippur, tomorrow's Yom Kippur. Amlei Heicha'at, from where are you? Which city are you coming from? Amlei Midamaharya. The name of my city I'm coming from is Midaharya. Amlei, so he says, the Maharya is abbreviation for Dam Teheach Risoy. Because of you, Jewish blood may spill. Because it's very hard, as we said earlier, to fast 48 hours. And people may get sick because of you. Karelei, Kalam Hayrat Fein. We said on him the Pasuk in Eicha, our messengers were very quick. So the way most Mefarshim explained the Gemara is as follows. Because it's very hard to understand. We're not speaking about somebody who's looking for shortcuts. We're talking about Rav Nachman. So what happened is, Rav Nachman says if the messenger comes, and today is Yom Kippur, I'm going to follow Yom Kippur. But what would have been if the messenger would have arrived, not before the Zman? He would have given us a little time to eat in between. So it would have been fine. We would have broke our fast Matzah Yom Kippur. Then the messenger comes, and we follow what he says. And then we start fasting again. But we're not fasting 48 hours straight. He says, the problem here is, Kalem ha'yurot feinu. You're very swift. And you came too early. You came when we were still observing the end of the first day of Yom Kippur. And we had no time to break our fast in between. If you weren't so quick, it wouldn't have been so bad. But ask the Turi Eved, again, was he looking for shortcuts? If the halacha is the halacha. So Turi Eved says, really following what this messenger said, and this goes back to what we spoke about earlier in the shir, was a chumrah. Because this messenger was an eid echad. An eid echad we really don't have to follow. He was following it because it was a chumrah. So he says, I'm going to follow what you say, but wouldn't have been much more geschmack if you would have given us a little time to eat. Continues the Gemara. Shalach Rav Huna bar Avin Rava. Kat Chazis. The Mashchet Tkufas Tevis at Shitza B'Nissan. We know there's the lunar calendar. We've been discussing that a lot. Which is the Moilit. Every lunar calendar is 29 and a half days. But there are also four seasons in the year. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Those four seasons are not dependent on the lunar calendar. They're dependent on the solar calendar. Says the Gemara, if you see Mashchet Tkufas Tevis is the winter. So here we're following our non-Jewish calendar. So when does Tkufas Tevis end? When does winter end? Everybody knows, March 22nd. So if March 22nd is 16 days in Nisan, Avrila Hushata, turn it into a leap year. And don't be concerned that you're doing something improper. The Ksib, because the Pasuk says, Shmar es chodesh es aviv. Shmar aviv shatakufa. Make sure that spring comes out the chodesh Nisan. That during the first part of Nisan, you will have spring. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is as follows. If we have a situation that spring only comes out 16 days in Nisan, as we explained in the previous year, the moon keeps on growing for the first 14 days of the month. At the 15th day, we learned it's full, and then it gets smaller. The Pasuk is telling us that we need to have spring start while the moon is still growing. So if it comes out on the 15 days in Nisan, we have a very simple solution. Make Adar, which is normally 29 days, one day longer, and therefore it'll come out on the 14th day of Nisan. But let's say it comes out on the 16th day of Nisan. So even if we make Adar a day longer, we will have not accomplished anything. Because it's still going to be only the 15th day of Nisan. And we need that the spring should start during the first 14 days of Nisan. So we have no other option but to turn it into a leap year. Ask Tosfos, that the Gemara says, in Masechet Sanhedrin, that the three reasons why we can make a leap year. Either Aviv, the grain is not ripe. Either Peres Ilan, the fruits won't be ripe on time. Or Tkufa. Says the Gemara, we have to have two of the three reasons have to be present to make a leap year. And here the Gemara is saying just for Tkufa. So how do we reconcile our Gemara with the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin? Says Tosfos, that there we're talking about Tkufa's Tishrei. We're concerned that Sukkos is going to come out too early or too late. Then the halach is That reason alone, we can't make a leap year. We have to have another reason to combine. Here we're talking about Tkufas Aviv, about spring. If spring will not come out in the first 14 days of Nisan, that reason alone is enough of a reason to make a leap year. And just one more point. Here we're talking about the first half of the month versus the second half of the month. It's very relevant to Lahalokha regarding Kiddush Levana. The question is, till when can you make Kiddush Levana? The Shulchan Aruch says you can make Kiddush Levana until 15 days, until the 15th day from the Moilad. The Ramah says what you have to do is go from one Moilad to the next Moilad, which is 29 and a half days, as we described yesterday. And half that time, the first half you could say Kiddush Levana, after the first half you can't say Kiddush Levana, which is an earlier time, actually, than the Shulchan Aruch. Although, there is a shita from the Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla that says that you could say Kiddush Levana until the 16th day of the month. And all the Mefarshim ask, as we just learned, the 16th day of the month is certainly when the moon is already getting smaller. So how can you still say Kiddush Levana? So I saw for the Chassam Sofer and the Klos Megareb and the Tshuva explain, based on the Gemaras we've been learning. As we've been learning, at the beginning of the month and at the end of the month, even though it was ready to moilit, we can't see the new moon. It takes 18 hours. So the Chassam Sofer says that shita deducts all of that time. They don't consider it the moilit, because if you can't see the new moon, it doesn't count. Or if you can't see the old moon, it doesn't count. So if we divide only the time from when the moon is visible to when it's invisible, to becomes invisible again, you'll be able to go till the 16th day. The Mishnah Berurah happens to say, however, that if somebody didn't say Kiddush Levana, and it's already the 16th day of the month, after the 16th day of the month, everybody agrees it's too late. On the 16th day of the month, the Mishnah Berurah says you could say it, but without saying Shema Malchus. Also, people don't realize this, we L'chatchila certainly don't say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos Yontif, but if Shabbos Yontif is the last time we could say it, it could happen on Pesach and on Sukkot, about 15 days of the month, or it could happen on a regular Shabbos. Better to say it on Shabbos than to end up not saying it or end up saying it without a bracha. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman lahan in the chusa yama. Rav Nachman said to those people that travel in the sea, Atin lo yedisa b'kvisa d'yarcha. You're out at sea, and again, they don't have a calendar because they didn't live with a calendar. They lived by Kiddush HaChodesh of Beis Din. So you don't know what day is Pesach. You don't know what day is Erev Pesach. K'chazisa sara d'mashlum l'yoyma. When you see that the moon goes down by sunrise, that means that there's a full moon. Be'ira chamir. That's the proof. That's the sign you should know that it's the day to burn the chametz. Ask the Gemara. Amos mashla. When does this happen? When do we have a full moon? Bechameser. 15 days in the month. Ask the Gemara. Banan mi'abaisim avarinen. But we know that halacha is you're supposed to burn the chametz 14 days in Nisan. So how could this be a good sign? Answers the Gemara, Lididhu, the Maglilu Alma, they who are out at sea, so they have a much clearer picture, Marbesa Mashlam. To them, it already looks like the moon only goes down at sunrise on the 14th day, and that's why this is a legitimate sign how to know when they should burn the chametz. Says the Mishnah, Ashnei Chadosh Mechalal Nusha Shabbos. For 2 months of the year, when Mechalal Shabbos, Adam that saw the new moon could come to say it even though it involves Chilul Shabbos. And there's a machlokes, and we'll discuss it more in the next year, what does Chil Shabbos mean? Does Chil Shabbos mean anything you need to do? That's how the Rambam seems to learn. That's how the Miri seems to learn. Others say only the malacha of mechamer, of having your animal carry you or carry items, is mutter. But a person himself is not allowed to do any other malacha. Which 2 months? Al Nisan v'Tishrei. Shebehen shluchim yoytzim l'Surya. Those are very significant months. Those are the months that the shluchim go out to Surya. Ask them a question, they don't only go out to Surya, they go out to all of Chutz Laretz. Why is our Mishnah listing Surya? So I saw two terutzim. One terutz is, as we're going to learn also, that originally they used to use torches. But the torches they used in the direction of Bavel. For Surya, they didn't use torches. So even in the times when they were using torches to notify when they made Rish Chodesh, for Surya they always sent shluchim. Another teretz is that to get to Bavel, you have to travel through Surya. So Gemara says, Shebehen Shluchim L'Surya, on their way to Bavel, they have to go through Surya. Those were the months with the Yom Tovim, so it's very important to know when Yom Tov is. Kshay Beis Midrash Kaim, when the Beis Midrash stood, Mechalon Afa Kulon, when Mechalon Shabbos for all the months, Neitakonis HaKarbon. We know on Rosh Chodesh they brought Karbonis, extra Karbonis, so we have to know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is to make sure to bring the Karbon on the right time. Ask the Gemara, Abeis Chadosh Mesuloi, do Shluchim only go out for these 2 months? Verminu, didn't we learn in the previous Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches? Avot Chadoshim Ashluchim Yoitzim. The Shluchim go out for 6 months, not just for 2 months. Omra Abaye Hachakam. Akul and Shluchim Yoitzim Be'erev. For 4 months, the Shluchim go out from the evening. Al Nismal Tishrei, Ad Shiyishim Be'ezdim Mekodesh. Tanya Nami Hachi. Akul and Yoitzim Be'erev. For 4 months, they go out from the evening. Al Nismal Tishrei, Ad Shiyishim Be'ezdim Mekodesh. So the way Rashi, there's a long Rashi, he explains the Gemara is as follows. We know that the Jewish month cannot be longer than 30 days. So Rashi explains, let's say day 30 is Shabbos. So if day 30 is Shabbos, and Beis Din has not declared that day to be the first day of the next month, day 31, which is Sunday, is certainly going to be Rosh Chodesh. Because you can't have a Jewish month that's longer than 30 days. So when we come to Matzoy Shabbos, the Shluchim should be allowed to go out. Why should they be allowed to go out? Because they're going to know for sure that today's Rosh Chodesh. It can't be any other day. And says the Gemara, according to Rashi, that is indeed the case on every month of the year. Every month in the year when Matzoy Shabbos came, even though Beis Din did not go through the formal process of declaring Sunday Rosh Chodesh, because Beis Din doesn't sit by night, we don't need to wait for Beis Din, because we know for sure that it's Rosh Chodesh. However, Nisan and Tishrei, given that they're such crucial months, we don't want to just rely on our knowledge that for sure Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. We make the Shluchim wait until Beis Din actually declares it Rosh Chodesh. Why? There's no question. There's nothing to make a mistake about. Says the Baal HaMor in explanation of Rashi. This year there's no room for error. Because we know for sure Sunday has to be Rosh Chodesh. It's the day 31. You can't have Rosh Chodesh past day 31. But next year it may not be this way. And they're going to remember that we left even though we didn't hear Beis Din say Mekodesh. And so much is at stake at these months. Because these are the months, like we just said, that all the Yom Tovim depend on. That's why we have to wait. It's very interesting. Rashi makes an observation. Rashi says, this whole long pshat that we just explained doesn't really need to be said. Because Rashi goes on to explain that we can never have Edim go, Shluchim go on Shabbos. They always have to wait till Matzoy Shabbos. So what's the difference? So Rashi says, Enochanami, the reason we wait is because we have to wait till Beis Din says Mekodesh. But still, we wanted to explain a little more how this takana came about. Tana Bonim. Menayin Shemechal Emes HaShabbos. How do we know that we're Mechal Shabbos? Tamalaymer. Elo Me'adoi. Hashem Ashtikro Esav Me'adam. There's a need to have the Yom Tov in the right time, and that's why Mechal Shabbos. Yochak Shem Mechal Emes Kachu. I would think that we're Mechal Shabbos to have the Edom come. And again, we will discuss this at length in the next year. The Edom allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to come. So I would think similarly, Kach Mechal Machis Kaimu, that we also allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to have Shluchim leave Beis Din to notify everybody when Rosh Chodesh was declared. Tamalayim Asher Tikroi Sam. Akriyos Vat Mechal to make Rosh Chodesh allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. V'yat Mechal Kiyumam. But to notify people when Rosh Chodesh was, we don't have to, we're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Ask the Ran, and why not? Ask the Ran, shouldn't these two things travel together? If we're so anxious, if the Torah is so anxious that we should know when Rosh Chodesh is at the right time, and therefore Eidim can be Mechal Shabbos to arrive to Beis Din, so similarly we should allow Shluchim to go out to notify when Rosh Chodesh was declared, that they should know exactly what is the right date. Says the Ran, a very interesting teretz. A person who lives in Israel, a person who lives in Israel doesn't have a problem. Because even if the Shluchim don't go out on Shabbos, they'll be able to travel everywhere in Israel to let them know when Rosh Chodesh was. So who are we concerned about? The people in Chutz Laretz. The main place to live is in Eretz Yisrael. That's where we belong. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you won't have any problems. Continues the Gemara. Kshehayu Beis Hamikdash Kayim, Mechalan Afa Kulan, Mnei Takanas Karban. And when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, they were Mechal all the months because we want to bring the Karban at the right time. Tanabar, B'shonayu Mechalam Afa Kulam. At the beginning, they were Mechal all months. Mishchar Beis Hamikdash, Amalam Rabbi Yaakov Zakai. V'chi Yesh Karban. Is there such a great need to be Mechal Shabbos? We're not bringing carbon anyway. And therefore, Skinu, Shalei Mechal El Al Nisan V'Tishrei Revad, only Mechal for Nisan and Tishrei. Says the Mishnah, Ben Shanir Balil, whether the moon is seen clearly, Ben Shalei Nir Balil, or whether the moon is not seen clearly, Mechal Lav Vesh Shabbos. Will I be Mechal Shabbos? Because one would think, if the moon was seen clearly, so why should I allow these Aden to be Mechal Shabbos? Certainly people who are closer to the Beis Din and don't have to be Mechal Shabbos will know anyway. Says the Mishnah, we can't be sure. So there's two ways of understanding. One thing is we can't be sure that just because it was clear where we are, it's not necessarily clear where Beis Din is. And therefore we can't assume that there will be Edim. Or we don't want to discourage people from saying Edis. They're going to always get used to saying, you know what, even though I saw the new month, I don't have to come. Because I'm sure people who are closer already saw it. So why should I have to bother? But not always is that the case. So that's why Chazal, according to the Tanakhama, said, always be Mechal Shabbos, go say your testimony. Don't rely that there's somebody else. Rabbi Yosef, I'm near Balil, if it was seen clearly, I'm Mechal Shabbos Shabbos. So as the Ritva explains, Rabbi Yosef agrees that midoraisa, this person is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi is just saying that we made Gzeirut Rabbanon to be Shomer Shabbos, not to do it. Maisa, says the Mishnah, Maisa Shavu Yossi Ma'abam Zug, there were more than 40 pair going to Beis Din, all of them going to say that they saw the new moon. Vikram Rabbi Kiva Belod. And Rabbi Kiva told them, you don't have to go, there are already so many people that went. So there's a number of machloikas in how to understand the story. One way of understanding the story is that Rabbi Kiva said, till 40, witness 40 group, 40 pairs, he let go. Past 40 pairs, he says, what's the point? Others say, it has nothing to do with 40. 40 is just a number. Another machloikas is, did this story take place on Shabbos or during the weekday? Some Rishonim say that this happened on Shabbos. So since there was such a mass Chil Shabbos, Rabbi Kiva said enough. But during the weekdays, Rabbi Kiva would have let them go. Other Mepharshim say that even on during the weekdays, he said there's no need for so many people to schlep for no reason. Another Shaila is, exactly what was the story here? Some say that the story here was that the moon was seen clearly. And Rabbi Kiva was essentially saying the same thing as Rabbi Yossi. He was saying that if the moon is seen clearly, you have no right to go. Others say that the story was that the moon wasn't seen clearly. And yet, Rabbi Kiva said, even though the moon wasn't seen clearly, there's no reason for so many people to go say the same thing. And there's a proof to that pshat. Because let's continue the Mishnah. Sholach le'Rabbi Gamliel, im'akav atas rabim, if you will prevent the people from going to say testimony, nimtzas machshin la'salavai, when they'll have to go, then you will end up, they won't go because they already got used to not going. So if, say the Mepharshim, if Rabbi Kiva was following Rabbi Yossi's position, why is Rabbi Gamliel upset with him? He's just doing what Rabbi Yossi said. It must be, say the Mepharshim, the Sfasema says this pshat, that Rabbi Kiva wasn't agreeing with Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yossi said when it's seen clearly, you don't have to go. When it's not seen clearly, Rabbi Yossi will agree that as many people who want to go should go. Rabbi Kiva was even more mekel than Rabbi Yossi, even when it wasn't seen clearly. But because so many people saw it, Rabbi Kiva told them, we don't need so many people to go. And that, Rabbi Gamliel said, there's no basis for in halacha. Says the Gemara, my mashim dahai alil lishna miglihu. How do we know that alil means something seen clear? Amar avu amakra. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Imrais Hashem, Imrais Tahiris, the words of Hashem are pure, Tsaruf, Balil, they're purified, mezukah shvasayim, the purified 7 times 7, 49 times, something the word of Torah clear. Rav Shmuel Omer, what does this pasuk mean? Nun shari bina nivra ba'olam. There were 50 sharim, 50 gates of knowledge in the world. The kulam nitlam v'maisha. They were all given to Moshe. Chaser echad, just minus one. Shnemar v'tachsreyu ma'at melekim. And that's pshat, that's 49. Shivasayim we say is 49. There are 50, and Moshe got 49. Which is the 50th that he didn't get? So the Ran says that to understand the essence of God, that one he didn't, that nobody could understand. Klo yirani odom v'chai, that's the 50th gate that he never got. The Reb Chaim Briska says, Amar de Gipshat. He says the 50th gate is Amuna. Amuna means that you're relying on God without understanding. What does Amuna B'tochen mean? That we don't necessarily understand, and we still accept what Hashem does. If Moshe Rabbeinu will understand everything, there's no place for Amuna. And a Jew without Amuna is not a Jew. Others say, the Chiddush Erim says that he had all 50 Shari Bina, but Moshe Rabbeinu was a gevaldig onof, he was a tremendous onof, and he said, I don't want to be perfect, so give me only 49. And that's what he says, Tachsereyu. He had all 50, for Tachsereyu, and the one was taken away from him because he wanted to not be perfect. Others say, V'tachsereyu, was that he had all 50, but he gave up one when, after the Chet HaEgel, one was taken away from him. Continues the Gemara. Bikish Kehelis, Limtzai Devei Chayfetz. Kehelis, we know, is Shlomo HaMelech. Rashi says, why was Shlomo HaMelech called Kehelis? Two pshatim. One pshat is Kehelis. He gathered with him to get all the different wisdom of the world. Another pshat is Kehelis. He gathered many people when he used to speak because he was so great and smart. Bikish Kehelis, Lius Kemaisha. Kehelis wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Yotza Baskov Armaloi. We have to follow what it says in the Divrei Emes. The Torah is Divrei Emes. The pasuk says, "V'lekam Navi Oid B'Yisrael K'Moshe." No one can reach the level of Moshe, and therefore you can't be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Explains the Vilna Gaon. What pshat that nobody could be like Moshe Rabbeinu? He says like this. The Torah says, the pasuk says, we say it every Shabbos. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. Moshe Rabbeinu was in a very unique place. The Torah was given to him by matnas. It's a matana. Or something that's given as a gift. When you get a gift, you don't have to do anything to earn the gift. Somebody just gives you a gift. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only person that had the madrega that the Torah was given to him the gift. Everyone else is yugata matzasa. You cannot achieve a level in Torah unless yugata. You're supposed to work on understanding what you learned. V'charama, and others say, b'nevim loikom. Nobody was on Moshe Rabbeinu Madrega between the Nevi'im, but Malachim come. But there are Malachim. That means Moshe Rabbeinu came to that Madrega in the Nevi'im, and Shlomo HaMelech came to that Madrega in Malachim. So Mefarshim explain what's the basis of this Machlokes. The first Mandama holds that Moshe Rabbeinu was not only a Navi, he was also a Melech. And the second Madrega says that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have the status of a Melech, and therefore, between the Nevi and Moshe Rabbeinu can have this unique status, and between the Melechim, Shlomo can have this unique Madrega. It says the Gemara, if, according to this Shita, Shlomo HaMelech did achieve this status, Elamani Mikayim, Bikish Kehelis Limtzai Devei Chayfetz, that he wanted to achieve something that he didn't, he did. It says the Gemara, Bikish Kehelis Lodin Dinim Shebelev, Shlomo Be'edim Shlomo Besra, so Mashal explains the Gemara like this. The halach is that if somebody does an Aveira, we have to give him Asra. Why is there a need to give him Asra? Because otherwise the person could say, I didn't do the Aveira b'mezid, I did it b'shogig. If we give him a warning, then we know for sure that he did it b'mezid. Kehelis said, Shlomo HaMelech said, explains the Mashal, I want to have the ability to judge and know if the person really was a mezid or shagig. That if the person didn't get a sra, he shouldn't be able to say, I didn't get a sra, I was a shagig. I should know what's doing in his heart. Says the Gemara, Yotza Baskavam because of Yosha Devri Emes, Apishnei Edom. The Torah says that you have to have witnesses to give a sra, and you're being able to go into a person's heart and determine if he knew it was amazed is unacceptable in halacha. But the Pais can make an interesting observation. The Gemara is saying this regarding Shlomo HaMelech. The Gemara is not saying this regarding Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to judge if a person was amazed or a shagig, even without a sra. Where do we see? We have two rayas. One raya is by the Megadev. Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Megadev. Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri in Mitzrayim. There was no Asra. How did he do it? Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew that it was amazed, even though there was no Asra. Everyone else, even he knows for sure that it was amazed, it's unacceptable. Without Asra, the person is not chayiv. And therefore, the Paiskim say, let's say you would do a lie detector test on a person to determine if he was amazed or a shayig, and the lie detector test proves that he was amazed, it wouldn't make a difference in halacha. The halacha is, you have to have asra. Continues the Gemara. Ma'isish over yoyts ma'abam zug, vikram b'kiva. Tanya amar b'yehuda, chas v'shosh b'kiva ikvan. It's unacceptable to say Rabbi Kiva held him back. And the way we explain the Mishnah, it's beautiful. Because according to the way we explain, Rabbi Kiva was even more nakel than Rabbi Yossi. El shizifspar rosh gadar ikvan. It was somebody else, shizifspar, who was the one that held him back. V'shosh Rabbi Gamliel v'ridu megid losoi, and Rabbi Gamliel was upset that shizifspar did it. So there are two ways of explaining this Gemara. Daruch Haner says that one way of explaining is that this Braisa argues with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Rabbi Kiva is the one that held him back, and the Braisa says it was Shizisfer. Others say it was Shizisfer that held him back, but Rabbi Kiva could have told Shizisfer that you're doing the wrong thing, and he never told Shizisfer he's doing the wrong thing, and that's why it's considered like Rabbi Kiva held him back. But then I saw a third pshat from the Chedusha Rim. Very nice pshat. He said Shizisfer lived closer to the Beis Din than Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was aware that when they're going to get to Shizisfer, he's not going to let them go. So what did Rabbi Kiva do? He said when they were by him already, he says, don't go. Because I know when you're going to get to Shizisfer, he's not going to let you go. And for that, the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel says he was wrong. You shouldn't worry what's going to happen later. You have to do what you have to do. When they're going to get to Shizisfer, he's not going to let them go. That's not your concern. If they're supposed to go, you should let them go, and what will happen with Shizisfer will happen.